The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple.
Welcome to The Simple Truth. You did not tune in by accident. This show is dedicated to all believers in Jesus Christ. Do you feel like there's something missing from your walk with the Lord? Are you tired of being deceived? Then you've come to the right place. Grab your Bible and let us introduce you to the real Jesus. Our mission is to help you unravel the Scriptures and gain a greater understanding of God's Word, showing you how the Old and the New Testaments mesh together so perfectly. All of life's questions are answered in God's Word. So throw out any preconceived notions and any traditions of man, and join us as we search for God's truth. This is what you've been looking for.
This is Mark, and I have with me on today's show, we're continuing on, we've done two shows with him already, Avi Lipkin, and his pen name is Victor Mordecai. We met recently, spent the weekend together, and I'll tell you, this is a really fantastic individual. He's taught me a lot. I want to turn this over to him. Avi is a Jew by birth and by religion. He is attends synagogue, but also he attends churches. He has a very unique view, and we've talked about that in the first show, so I'm not going to go over it again. But Avi, you had gone through, we were talking about the five deceptions of Islam. Is there one point that we have not covered?
No, we have done the five deceptions.
Okay.
By the way, there's one point which is also a deception, and the word is taqiyya. Taqiyya means that you are allowed to lie to the infidel in the name of Allah, which means basically that if a Muslim lies to you, that is a part of the heroism of the Islamic war against the Jew and the Christian and the infidel in general. So taqiyya, that's a really a sixth deception also, that it's really, really hard to believe these people when they say something.
You know, somebody listening today, you touched a little bit on the Islamic flag, and some churches have flags from other nations or on special occasions bring them out, and you brought something up about the Islamic flag, that if somebody's listening and their church has one in there, I want you to describe what it is and what it really means, because they need to go to their church board, pastor, however the organization runs, and get that thing removed.
Okay, well indeed, as I mentioned in your previous shows, Islam is the religion of the sword. And the sword indeed is the emblem of Islam. All you have to do is look at the flag of Saudi Arabia. It's a green banner with a white sword. And above it it says, there is no God but Allah, and Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Now, the problem with that is, I have proven that Allah is not God, Allah is Satan. So if a church has a flag, the green flag of Saudi Arabia with a sword, and in the Arabic writing, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, basically what you're saying is, remember commandment number two, you shall have no other gods before me? Allah is the moon god, the war god, the sword god. So anybody who has that flag basically has Satan's banner in his house of God, which is, of course, an abomination. So, when I'm in a church and I see, God bless the missionary churches. I go to many missionary churches. But when I see a church that has outreach to the nations of the world, there's one flag I will not tolerate. And I say to the pastor, you have to bring that flag down and burn it or throw it in the garbage. And that's the flag of Saudi Arabia, because it is Satan's flag.
And you've got to really, you don't, let's make this clear in case somebody didn't hear the other shows. I mean, really, I invite you. Avi's got a teaching. It's available on DVD, and it's 10 hours. And I got one of these for myself, and I would recommend it for everybody that's listening. At the end, we'll give you his 800 number and website. Again, you can order it. This is very, very important material. But you've got a saying the weekend we spent together that you said several times, you don't hate Muslims, you love Muslims. But because they are bent on destruction of the entire world, because their God is Satan, that they need to be brought to the Lord before they get us with the sword.
Very correct. Bring them to the Lord, or they will bring you to the sword. That is my message in every church that I go. And by the way, a little disclaimer, because I'm a Jew, I can go to the Baptists, I can go to the Pentecostals, I can go to the mainline Protestant denominations, and don't be angry with me, there may be some listeners who are not happy when I say this, but I can go to the Catholics, I can go to the Greek and Russian Orthodox, I can go to any church that calls itself Christian, even though I know that there are very clear problems with other denominations which were at war with Protestantism for hundreds of years, even until very recently. But the fact is, the Muslims will kill the Catholics too, and they are. The Muslims will kill the Orthodox Christians, and they do. And so it's very important for I call it an international, across-the-board alliance of all Christians and all Jews to defend civilization from Islam. Now, by the way, I know this might not necessarily be the subject of this show, but we could make it the subject of this show, and that is the creation of a Judeo-Christian political party to run for the Knesset in Jerusalem.
That's where I was leading. Can you tell us more about this party?
Okay. Now, what has happened is this. Israel is a democracy in the European or Canadian sense. We do not vote for individuals like in America. Like, you know, Americans, you vote for a representative from a certain district or a person, and you vote for that person. We vote in Israel for political parties that have an agenda, that have an ideology. And then every political party puts together a list of candidates who are loyal to that ideology. Now, there has never been in Israel a Bible bloc of Jews and Christians who believe in the Bible. What we have in Israel, we have Orthodox Jewish parties, we have socialist and communist parties, we have nationalist parties, some of which are slightly religious but are nationalist, and we have Arabic parties. By the way, the Arabs, the Muslims, they're the enemy, but they have 12 out of 120 members of Knesset because they represent a constituency that is integral in the life of Israel. You know, these Muslims, as long as we are ruling over them, they're passive, they're docile. There may be some terrorists, but the vast majority of the Muslims in Israel, they hate us, but and they want to destroy us. But they can't, so they live in peace with us. They work in our stores and in our businesses. They own their own stores. They own their own businesses.
In fact, they prosper. A Palestinian Muslim in Israel that's living in the actual territory of Israel that Israel controls is so much more prosperous over any area that the Palestinians or Muslims control.
Very correct. And by the way, living in Jerusalem, I can tell you that I am in contact daily with Palestinians and Muslims. They're building my house in Israel. We eat together, we drink together. Families have relationships of friendship, and we invite each other to family happiness occasions and unfortunate occasions too. Jews and Arabs live together, you know. The only problem is when you let them rule themselves under Islamic rule, then they become Nazis. Because to be an Islamic ruler, you have to hate the Jews and kill them. Otherwise, you are an infidel, and then you will be killed by the true believing Muslims.
So your party is a coalition-type party, and maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth. So
It is a coalition of Jews and Christians.
Of Jews and Christians. You know, the only party that I knew of that I would really have wanted to support was Rabbi Kahane's party. I've got a couple of his books, and I've read it. But that's illegal. That's banned in Israel.
And I hope they don't ban me for the same reason.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's a real danger that they might ban your party.
Very correct. And by the way, Rabbi Kahane, to his credit, like I, supported the idea of an across-the-board Judeo-Christian alliance. And he was very pro-Christian. He was an Orthodox Jew, very pro-Christian. I don't consider myself Orthodox. I consider myself conservative, which is a little more liberal than Orthodox. I sleep in Christian homes. I eat from Christian silverware and dishes. And that's something that Orthodox Jews do not do. I live with Christians. I spend most of my time with them. And I love the Christians very much. I feel like family with them. You know, I see a church, I say there are two types of churches on the face of the earth. There are those in which I have spoken, and there are those in which I have yet to speak. but as a Jew, you know, I feel equally comfortable in Baptist and Pentecostal and the Episcopal and Methodist and Presbyterian, Lutheran and Catholic, any church that invites me. And by the way, in all these denominations, there are pastors who love Israel, their flocks love Israel, and if I'm invited, I go. And I think that may be one of the pluses of being a Jew, that, you know, I'm not in the pocket of any one Christian denomination. And, you know, I have to tell you, you know, I love this conference, this Messianic conference. I was just at the MIA, and in 10 days I'm going to be at the rival Messianic conference, the MJIA. So, you know, I work with all Messianics, I work with all Christians, and I work with all Jews.
So your party then is, you expect based off of what you were telling me, the amount of Christians and believers in Israel and Jewish people that you think would support the party, you know, if the Muslims have, what was it, 12 seats in the Knesset?
12 out of 120.
12 out of 120. You were predicting a fairly good showing for your party.
Yes, I believe like this. The Muslims have a population of about 1 million who vote in the Israeli elections. The Christians and the Jews together are also about 1 million. So, in other words, the Christians and the Jews who would vote for my party would total about 1 million, meaning I think we can get 12, 13, 14 members of Knesset. Don't forget that about 600,000 people in Israel are Christian, about 400,000 are Jews married to Christians. So I think we have a married or related by blood to Christian immigrants who came from Russia, Ukraine, Ethiopia. So I think that it is indeed feasible that we could get 10, 12, 15 members of Knesset out of 120 and become something revolutionary in world history, that Jews and Christians actually march in lockstep together and not opposing each other and not hating each other anymore, but loving each other. And my party is the love party, and love the Lord thy God, and love thy fellow as thyself, the two most important commandments according to Jesus of Nazareth.
Well, I know.
Those are the two most important for me.
With those house many seats on the Knesset, they're going to, you know, any coalition government that's formed is obviously going to have to deal with you. But I'd like to see you as Prime Minister of Israel one day. Maybe you could finally bring some sense, because, you know, to give away God's land to people that have no claim to it, no right to it, and thinking that from that you're going to get peace when you look at history where it's never brought you peace before. You know, some sanity needs to be brought to the government too.
Yes. Well, I don't know if I would ever be prime minister, but I do know from what I see coming that there will be a war in the Middle East. I do see it coming. The Muslims are going to annihilate Jews and Christians throughout the world. I do see a tsunami of millions of Jews and Christians going home. Don't forget that the Jews are intermarried with the Christians in America. 50 to 70% of all marriages involving Jews are intermarriages. So if they're going to kill the Goldberg, they're going to kill the O'Malley. If they're going to kill the Goldberg, they're going to kill the Smith. They're going to kill the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, all those who are married to Jews. They're going to kill the Messianics. They're going to kill the Christian churches that are known, the people who go to churches that love Israel, the pastors. I predict there will be a tsunami of 5, 10, 15 million people to Israel. The population today is 7 million. So I believe that the Judeo-Christian Bible Bloc, which is basically a Western civilization type party, which never existed in Israel's democracy, this party will be the biggest party in the Israeli Knesset when God sets this all up the way it's going to happen. I don't know if that would make me prime minister, but whoever was leading this party, yes, would become the prime minister.
Okay, we've just got 30 seconds left. What's your 800 number on your website?
For my books, 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. And the website, which has CDs and DVDs and other things, is vicmord.com, vicmord.com.
Let me tell you, go to his website, check it out. He's got a lot of free material on there. Also look at his books. I recommend his books, his four books, and also the 10-hour teaching on the Islamic threat. In the meantime, here's how you contact us. The Seventh-day Church of God, the sponsor of the Simple Truth Show, meets every Sabbath, that's Saturday, at 2:30 in the afternoon. We are not like any church service you have ever attended. Is something missing in your relationship with God? Has God put a burning desire in your heart to draw near to Him? Do you need help in learning how to do that? We have the truth, and we are willing to share it with you. We are located at 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's on the corner of Callahan Road and Central Avenue Pike in the center of the building. That's I-75 exit number 110. That's one exit north of Merchants Drive. You can write us at P.O. Box 70635, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37938, or visit us on the web at www.7thdaychurchofgod.com. That's www.7thdaychurchofgod.com.